But first, we've been talking this morning about dating out of your league. This is online today. I stumbled across Men's Health's Daily Dose, which led me to this article about how to date out of your league. Now, there's some different advice in here, but most of it to me is just simple talking to women. You know what I mean? It's really more of an advice column on just how to talk to women in general. Not necessarily how to score somebody out of your league. Basically, I had a couple of hints in there, like, what, don't be afraid of her good looks and don't be afraid to approach her. Because chances are, if you're afraid to approach her, that means a lot of guys were afraid to approach her, which means that not that many have. So you might have an instant in that way. So that's kind of an interesting theory there. I don't know, though. Are these right, or are there other reasons why you would date below your standards? Now, this doesn't just have to apply to, you know, why a woman would lower her standards to go out with a guy. It can go the other way, too, if you're a guy and want to weigh in on this. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Who's this?
Maisha.
Hey.
Hey, I was listening to your show, and I think the article might help because I think I'm pretty much out of a lot of guys' league. So they have a hard time approaching me and talking to me, and therefore I don't date too often.
So do you have a high opinion of yourself, Maisha?
No, I'm serious. I'm really serious. Guys have a hard time approaching me. So the guys that do have the courage to approach me, I will usually give them my number because I know they have a lot of confidence.
She's so sexy.
Is your friend there in the background is backing you up, huh?
Yeah. This is my friend, Deffy.
So if a guy just comes up and talks to you and you are out of the league, then it actually does help. It does help the situation.
Exactly. He has a lot of confidence if he actually approaches me because a lot of guys won't do it.
And you're pretty good with guys who approach you who are like hideous or what?
Well, my opinion of guys, it's not all what's on the outside. It's everything combined. So, total package. So I'll date someone who's overweight, but it all depends on his personality.
No.
I would date a guy who's overweight, depending on his personality.
I'm glad we're getting a nice two-sided conversation here with your friend interjecting there. That's nice.
Fat is a no-go.
Yeah, we do a lot of things together.
Fat is a no-go? See, a lot of times you can say...
No. What?
Is this speakerphone or something? How can you both tell what's going on here?
Yeah, we have you on speaker. We're going to breakfast right now, so we have you on speaker.
You're going to breakfast. Where are you going?
We're going to the Crackle Barrel.
Oh, yeah. Good choice for breakfast.
Yeah.
You think, are you planning on hooking up with some guy below your standards there?
Well, it all depends. Usually when I go to a restaurant, I also get free food if I have a guy waiter.
Oh, bullshit.
No, I'm serious.